So you're gonna have to go soon. Call the guy, call the Rabbi Chutz Meir Nigatzman. Rabbi Meir Omer says, Afli Nigat Krayev, not even the relatives. Okay, next, call Hanadarim Adam call Hanadarim Adam Matir.
But I thought
the Kohen is the one
that passes. So what do you mean calling them the Roa?
What do you mean?
I thought that the Kohen is the one that passes on the Negoyim. So why do you say call Hanagoyim Adam Roa?
So I guess this means the Kohen. It means the Kohen. The Kohen who's looking at the Negoyim. When the Kohen looks at the Negoyim, the Kohen can look at the Negoyim of anyone except for himself. Ayin HaChanami, we're talking about the Kohen.
Talking about the Kohen.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Kol HaNegoyim Adam Roya Chutz Minigay Yatzmer. Rimeir says, the Kohen cannot look at the Negoyim of his relatives. Next. Kol HaNedorim Adam Matir Chutz Minidre Atzmer. A person is a Chacham. This means the Chacham. The Chacham is going to be Matir only in anyone except for his own Nedorim. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Afloy Nidre Yishtoi, Ishtoi Kigufoi, Shabeino Leben Achedim, that are between her and others. Afloy Nidre Yishtoi, Shabeino Leben Achedim, which is a chiddush. Even those that are between her and others, it's not even between her and himself. So you may argue that in such a situation, he should be permitted to be matir, because they are not nogea him. If it was between him and her, her and him, then it will be no gea bedavar. But over here, it's not no gea bedavar because it's being heard on other people. No, the answer is he cannot be matter even those because it's still she is his wife. Nega. Right, let's say bisman she'ein beis hamidrash yakayim. If there's a mum, a blemish, so then you can give it to the kohen. So now, but so until there's a nega, you're not allowed to give it to the yaftevi roye. That can be a very long process. That can be a very painful process until it gets the blemish. Okay, let's see the Rav. Yeah, you with me, the Rav?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the Rav? He says, call, says, after Nigi Kerevim, the Iskosh Negoim Lurivim, or Makish a Nega to a Riv, to a Din Toyin Bezdin, Dichsiv, Vichol Riv, Vichol Nega, or Makish the word Riv, the word Nega, Ma Rivim Shaloi Bikroivim. Af negoyim shloi bekroivim. Okay, you going now?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. I thought you. I like your company.
I hear it. Thank you so much.
I like your company.
No, there are people here, and my wife's working downstairs on the internet, so I might have to move her someplace else so it's quiet for her. I gotta see what they're doing.
Wait. You need the room. You need the room here?
No. Hi. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Are you guys having a dinner or something downstairs?
Weiter, let's go weiter. Fine, let's go weiter over here. Fine, over here. So, no, it's over here. Call me called Nega. Ma Rivim, Shlomo Krim, Afrim, Gam, Shlomo Krim. The Ein Halach Rabbi Meir.
I thought that Rivim were only with Krim.
Ooh. Weiter, Chutz, Menidre,
Ad. I can say that because I'm an only child. I can say that because I'm an only child.
Chutz, Menidre, Adzmoy. The Sivit says, Lo Yachel Devaroi. Who ain't a mechel? Avol achede mechilu lo. You may not be matter your own neder, but other people may not be matter the neder for you. Who lo mechel? Avol achede mechilu lo. Fine. Af lo nidre ishtrei shabena lebein achedim. Kegoy nedvarim sheinim until shall inu nefesh. Dvarim which are not inu nefesh. Udvarim sheinon beinoy lebeino. Shehin tzrichim chakides chacham. Mishema Yokel Gabi Ishtoi Velo Yivake Yovek, because it's his own wife, or it's between him and her. But Davka Bifnei Atzma Yen Yochel Lahatir. Davka by himself, he can be matter. Vafilu Hu Yochel Mimumche. Avon Mitzarifu Bechlau Shloisha Yotar is to cave him to have a bit to us, so like Hashidi Shema Lo Yachel Yovek. What a chiddish. It was Kedai to wake up today, to come to this moment, to hear such a chiddish. That a person that's no Gebedover, so the halach is only he cannot be doing it alone. But being no geir bedavar is not enough to disqualify if you're part of another bezdin. That's a tremendous chiddush. I never looked like that. I always thought that you have to now that I have a vested interest, even if you're part of a bezdin, you'll sway the whole bezdin. It's a tremendous chiddush. No?
There is a concept of Eid Nasadayim. There is a concept of Eid Nasadayim. This is not the same. To me the chiddush is that if he's a Yochid Mumcha, then he can't do it.
But is he's allowed to be a dayan? He's allowed to be a dayan to mitzarif?
Yeah. Aid not the dayan. It's a sugi in somewhere in the Samach.
But he's no gebedover. He's no gebedover. The point over here is no gebedover. He's no gebedover. If you yachid mumcha cannot be matter his wife, the only reason why he's allowed to be married is because he's not doing it alone. He's being mitzarif. He's being mitzarif with the bezdin. He's not acting alone. So what? You're not acting alone, but you're no gebedover. It's a tremendous chiddush. V'davka b'fnei atzmai ein yochel lahatir. V'afilu hu yochid mumchem avol mitzarif hu bichlal shloisha hedyotos dekevon dehavi beit lo. So since he's part of three people, loy chashidi shemo lo yachkru yofe. What do you mean? You're a bezin. Isn't a bezin the halacha that you're no gebedover? You don't see things the other way. If you're part of a bezin, you only see things your way. It's my way or the highway. Avios amigos. No, he's saying a tremendous chesha that you can be part of one of three dayanim. Unbelievable. All right, vayta. Call al b'chayrus adam roya im yichalim la'ochlem b'mumon if you need them with mumon. Okay, schaz the mishnah nachamol. Call on the goyim adam roya chutz min yatzmai. Mary says, aflo nigei kreivam. Can't look at the relatives. Chodom adam atri chutz min yatzmai. Rabbi Yehuda, he may have lo nidre yishtai. You can't go look at the nidre yishtai. Even those shebeino lebein achedim, and certainly the ones that noge herself, and certainly the ones that noge beino lebein latzman. Next, call abu chodes adam raya b'chuvaya for a blemish to be matir that you don't have. You can eat it right away. You can give it to the kohen because if it did not have a blemish, you're not allowed to give it to the kohen yet. Has to be roya at she yistoyev. Okay, so that we don't say.
Why is this stuff by b'choros? Why can't it be by any other neder or nidavna?
No, it's a new halacha. This is a nayadin. This is not a new. The kol b'choros is a whole new halacha. Yeah, that's the highest level of smicha. This yuri yodin yodin mata b'choros.
Yacha.
What?
Right. Yati
b'chayrus, al yati. Yati matil b'chayrus. So you have to determine if it's a blemish. If the blemish is a real blemish, if it was inflicted by man, in order to be matir, to give the b'char to the koyein, because b'zman hazeh there are no korbanos, so therefore you have to be, it has to be roya ad she yistoyif. You're not supposed to be matriach the koyein to be roya ad she yistoyif. The one that has to be matriach and roya ad she yistoyif is the balabas. So you have to wait to matir the b'char. So therefore, the halacha over here is that you know gebedaver because you don't want to. It's a big tircha to be roya at she yistoev. So grois a tircha. Okay, that's the mishnah. Let's now see over here the ikum b'farshim. B'farshim back in the previous page. Hakdama mishnah seinu mefanetes shalosha dvarim she'ein adam don la'atzmai. Kosav el ha'eli yahu rabba. I always called the Elia. Elia, here he calls it the Eliyahu, the Eliyahu Rabba. Okay, Eliyahu Rabba, the Eliyahu Rabba. It's like saying the Ra'avad, the Rambam, the Hasogos HaRa'avad, Al HaRambam. Hakdama Mishnah Seinu Mifretes Shleisha Dvarim Shein Adam Don Natsan Arikol Kasa Ho Eliyahu Rabba Kol Halacha Shemitar Adam Bar Liatzman. Chutz mishloisha elu in the Torah. Al yidin are the greatest dayanim. Everyone knows the best. Everyone knows everything. You can be matir for yourself. You can be matir all the yisurim. Matir yisurim. Kol lachasod shalom 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 Nidorim Shayama Kocha Mutter, Ubechairoi Shayama Hayachid Mumche, Oyashloisha Hediotis Kosher. So you say three different words. You say the word over here is, what are the two terms? Shayama Koin Tame Tahar, Mutter, Kosher. Kosher is being matter Bechairis. That's why it says in the stores, Basar Kosher. Basar Kosher, the matter the Bechair. They were mad to the Bukhar. Who's the Bukhar? Esav was the Bukhar. It's good for Esav. It's treif. It's good for you. Right? Mad to the Bukhar. Bossa Kosha. Satmarov says that's why it blinks. You ever see the neon signs? They blink. Sometimes it's kosher. sometimes it's not kosher. But
I remember growing up in Borough Park on 13th Avenue. There was a butcher shop with a Jewish last name. I don't remember. Let's say Fink's meat, which I mean, I know it's not Fink's, but whatever. And it was open on Shabbos. I recall this growing up in Borough Park.
And it was Basar Kosher.
I think it flashed. I'm not sure, but again, it was a Jewish thing. There was definitely a sign in Hebrew on it, probably kosher, you know. And it was open on Shabbos.
No. What does Shmir Shabbos have to do with Basar Kosher?
Right.
Weiter. You go where the money is. Weiter. Weiter in the Gemara. And then the halacha, when it comes to nidorim, between him and her, with regard to nidorim, regarding nidorim, between him and her, even b'tzeref ein yochel lahatir, even if he wants to join a bezdin. If this neder is nogea him directly, because she made a neder that she does not want to ever talk to this person. Mm-hmm. Let's say a person's wife made a neder, I don't want to talk to you anymore, I don't want to look at you, I don't want to see you.
A recipe for a great marriage.
Then he cannot be mitzvah to the bezdin. Yesh loy ma'ashrafil b'tzevil enil yochel ha'atir d'b'chlal nidrei atzmahu. V'yim shosak v'yim shama. Let's say he was silent v'yim shama enil yochel ha'atir b'tzev shloshay k'dimashah b'yushalmi. Let's say he heard the neder and he was silent. He did not make a machal, it's a pasuk, then of course then it becomes confirmed. Vayim the imkain yeshlam the mahai time and knock abemas nisan shabino lebin achedim. Mishum shabino lebin gamla tanakama in yocholahati hadahavi nidri atzmai. Fine. The rash perish the mishum hoki knock at shabino lebin achedim. The hanach boy chakiras chachamim. When it's between her and someone else in the chacham, the hanach boy chakiram to avul shabino lebinoi, loy boy chakiras sitas pumfakert. He says just the opposite, because when it's Beinu Lebeinu, between Beinu Lebeinu, you don't, that's the Torah gives you the choice. So take a lum shavart over here. What's the pshat? Why do we say Beinu Lebeinu? Is it the pshat because of his Beinu Lebeinu? Why is it Beinu Lebeinu Achirim? Is it the pshat because Beinu Lebeinu, he can do whatever he wants. He does not need a bezdin. He has a choice to do whatever he wants. Or is it Shabbat Vakaret? He has no power. Because we're going in a case where he confirmed the neder. He confirmed it. He was silent. So therefore, that's to be between Beinu Lebein Achirim in order to allow the possibility, to create a possibility where he can be part of the process, the Bezdin. Yeah, you got it?
Yeah, I mean, the Rav says the dafka b'fnei atzmo ena yochel ha'akim. Now, does that make a distinction between its dvarim beino leveino or just dvarim she'enim beino leveino? But I mean, you have to make this into a grid so I can understand this. There's dvarim beino leveino and dvarim she'enim beino leveino, and then there's biyom shamo or b'fnei atzmo, right? So let's say, so bifnei atzmo dvarim shebeino leveino. So he's allowed to do what he wants, right?
Beinoi lebeino. So that's right. The shaila. The shaila is beinoi lebeino. The Rav seems to say that he can't do anything. Then he can't do it. It's no gebedava. He can't do anything. Oh, but it says in the Torah says that the husband has the right to be mefer. So he says.
That's only when you heard it, and he says something.
And he's silent. He's silent for a whole day.
Right, but it's a half shlah. Then even Beino Leveino, he can't do anything by himself, but he can be mitzaref. Or do we say that he misses?
No, there are two different ways. Beino Leveino. Between him and her, he doesn't need to be choiker. He has the power to be made for immediately. The Torah gives him that right. When it's beinoi lebeinoi, the Torah gives him a right to be made for the neder even without chakira.
So he doesn't need rest. So he doesn't need three. He doesn't need a yachalim. He can do it by himself.
By himself. However, that's power.
However, when you have first love, the Yom Shamal.
Oh. Then also he can't do anything. And also he's he's out. Then he has the Torah takes away from him any koyach whatsoever to be matter her nether.
So then he has to go to Beis Din Shaul
and instruct him. Right. Okay. And he cannot be one of the dayanim. It's a chiddush, because if not for this chiddush, I would say is that he can be matter her midin her husband, but I can be matter you midin the Beis Din. In other words, the husband happens to be part of the Beis Din. So Mitzader, right. he hears the neder, and he was silent. So when he's silent, automatically the neder is chal, because he was silent. So the neder is chal. So the husband cannot be mad at the neder, meeting the husband, because he heard it and he was silent. So, but she can still go to a Beis Din later on, having been mad to a Beis Din. The easy way to get the neder off the hook is to go to the husband. And the husband does not need drisha v'chakira. The husband has the power. The day that he hears the neder, he has the power to revoke the neder, all by himself, with no reason, with no chachma, because he is the husband. He decided, he heard a record neder, he let the whole day pass, so now it's too late, the neder is chal. So the Torah says, husband, you lost out, you found out, oh, you let a whole day pass, and we're not matir. So male of a kamu kol nedoreha. So what's her choice now? The only thing that she can possibly do now is go to a Beis Din. A Beis Din can still be matter for her. If her husband was not matter, he let the whole day go, so then the husband can no longer be matter. But she can go to a Beis Din. So my shaila to you is, what happens if the husband happens to be part of the Beis Din? Do we say that now when in the Beis Din he's not acting as a husband, I'm acting as a Beis Din? When he beats her up, it's not domestic violence. This is a Meister Beis Din. I'm a dayan. The dayan.
Right. So then, according to the Yerushalmi, he cannot be matir, even a betzer shlosha.
According to the Yerushalmi,
cannot be matir. From shasak b'yom shamo and a yachal.
Ah, right. So why not? Why don't we say that he's being matir her midin? He's being matter her midin Beis Din. Why don't we say that?
Right.
Why don't we say that he's being matter midin Beis Din? So it seems no. It doesn't matter. Once she's out is out. Arois, as arois. Once we send you out, once the Torah says you're not be matter, you're not be matter, not midin Beis Din, not midin husband. Okay, vital. Let's see over here what it says over the charts. We go on to the next mission. We're going to slow over here. What's in the charts? Over here, Mishdvam Shein Adamatir, Dvarim Shein Adamatir Li Atzmai. Riyas Negoyim. Tanakama, Kol Negoyim Kohen Roye. Oh, so over here in the chart, he actually says the word that you selected, the word Kohen. He says the word Kohen. Tanakama over here says, Kol Negoyim Shkoyen Roye, Vafilu Negei Yishtava Kroivav, Chutz Menigei Atzmai, Shenema, Vehera Esa Kohen, Hainul Kohen Achev, Loi Shire Negov Li Atzmai. Rabbi Meir, Aflo Nigay Kroivav, Lefisha, Hukshu Nigom, Lirivim, Shakroivim, Sulum, Lodum, Rem, Makisha, Nega, to a riv, to a quarrel. Just like when it comes to quarrels, you cannot. What's the word? You cannot adjudicate the Weltanschauung of the Klal Yisrael. Okay, adjudicate, like AD as an advertisement. Advertisement is money.
No, I think
it's adjudicate. 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 Not ad, right. Adjudicate. 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 Weiter.
Anti-Semitic.
I'm not from Ben and Jerry's. I'm not from Ben and Jerry.
You know that I try to send a comment into Ben and Jerry's. Not that I'm a big purchaser of Ben and Jerry's, but I try to send in a comment on their website, and it did not let me register. I don't know why. Maybe I use words like Israel and occupied Palestinian territories. Then they gave me some apis nonsense with my address. I mean, I put in a valid address, I put in a valid email. It was a short nasty letter, like just three sentences, and they did not let it go through. I don't know.
Their sales are up by 23%. They are, really.
And they said that you should buy, Israel, Eretz Yisrael said, you know, the Ben and Jerry's is sold in Eretz Yisrael as well. So they said you should buy the Ben and Jerry's in Eretz Yisrael, but you should not, you know, but because that supports Ben and Jerry's that's made elsewhere. But Ben and Jerry's has plants that's in the Shtachim that they don't want you to support. So those are the ones. But Israel said that they're gonna. I mean, Abraham says that Unilever is a big conglomerate, and they gave Ben and Jerry's their own right to Pascha on their own product. I mean, this was done from higher up. It's not just Ben and Jerry's by themselves.
I don't even know what Ben and Jerry's is. I never heard of this. I thought there was only one ice cream in the whole world called Klein's ice cream. I never heard of anything else other than Ben. I don't know. Haagen-Dazs, I know a little bit. I haven't had Haagen-Dazs maybe in 20 years. I don't even know what Ben and Jerry's is. I don't know the difference between all this. All I can say is ice cream, who gives a hoot? You don't need ice cream. So it's not essential. It's not Twitter or Facebook. Never, ever, ever again should anyone ever, ever dare eat a Ben and Jerry's. Who needs them? There's no one else to eat. There's no other ice cream in the whole world.
Right.
There's, right. What, there's no competition?
There's enough, Baruch Hashem, there's enough. There's Klein, there's Pride of the Farm, there's Tahuti, there's enough.
There's no yid to ever, forever and ever and ever. This is non-essential product. This is a product that is a luxury. No one should ever, ever, ever put Ben & Jerry's in their stomach for the rest of their life. Not because you want to put them out of business. Hashem gives parnasa. Hashem will give them whatever they want. Whatever Parnassi wants to give them anyway, it's because you should know the Adata Hayom, Zuchar Eis Asher Asu Luchar Molek, Baderech B'tzeischem B'mishraim, Vayizani L'chol HaKol HaNech, Hashlim HaKalech HaVyat Oyef Yogeya. You come back from camp, and you're tired, and you're hot, you're Oyef Yogeya, and they took away from you your ice cream. You should know. Never ever. Who needs them? Don't do it because you want to take revenge. You'll never take revenge. They'll always win. You should know for yourself. These are Rishoyim. And you should stay away from evil people. See, if I was the president, if I had a political job, that's exactly what I would get in front of the microphone. I would say, I asked Blasi, I would say, listen, the Israel, you know, Jews are very small, but as a person, I will never, ever, ever eat this product. And I'm not eating it because I want to boycott to take away their business. That's not going to happen. They'll have plenty of business without us. We as the people have to know these are hateful people. These are evil people. Distance, we should use this as a reminder to know, to define evil. You can't conquer evil unless you know what evil is. These are wicked people. Say those words. That's what say those words. Let people just don't think you're going to put them out of business. They'll have plenty of money. Don't worry. You as a person should know what evil is. That's what you should say. Be a real person. Be a real person. Don't everything. This whole thing is so silly. It took on a life of its own. There's all these cartoon characters now. Clips. So stupid. Everyone taking video clips of throwing out the Ben and Jerry's in the garbage. Oh, very nice. You're missing the whole point. And by the side, this is Ra. The Koich of Ra. Weiter.
Let's go back to the graph.
I need a stage to express my political views to the Klal Yisrael. Maybe the Aguda give me a job, Aguda. I want to say my days. Maybe you'll be able to broadcast now, like Tory time. They couldn't get their act together. Maybe you can broadcast.
Maybe you can broadcast somewhere off the Hudson River. You get a very high power bandwidth radio.
No one's coming to listen to me. My time in this Welt. It's very limited. very limited. Vaita, let's not talk about me. This is not about me. It's about you. This is not about me. This is about you. Vaita.
What do you think about me?
I think you're one of a kind. I think that you're a person that is a real person. You care about other people. You're very kind. You're very not self-oriented. You're very focused on Yenim. Yenim, you're very good. You're really. If there would be even another two, three people like you in this world, Mashiach would have come a long time ago.
That's very kind of you.
It's true.
And I'm really, so I saw. Did you read the Why You Think on Kinnis this year?
No. Everyone is metam ben goyim chutz min anochem v'ger toishav. Okay, let's see over here the Rav. I call Matam. Everyone is Matam. Hey, we didn't finish this. The chart. Even Nidrei Krayvav. Even Nidrei Krayvav. Yeah?
Hold on. Let me ask you a practical question. If I wanted to be Matam and I didn't see Rosh Hashanah, and I go over, let's say, to Rabbi Shor, or I go to a God of Yisrael, Rabbi David Hafter, Nasi Yisrael. Right, and I say, Yochid, as a Yochid Mumcha, can I do Hataras Nedarim for it?
Allison, what do you want to do?
If I want to do Hataras Nedarim in front of a Yochid Mumcha.
Yeah, of course.
So I don't need three people.
Well, hey, I'll tell you the truth. The truth is.
The Nisach is Shimon or Rabosa.
The truth is that when you're doing Hataras Nedarim, you're also doing midin. When they say Hakol Mutarim, Hakol Mechulim, Hakol Shrim Lach, the reason why I do Hataras Nedarim is because it's a Kabbalistic Zach. When they say the words, it's like a trick. It's like, I'll tell you a mashal, like a guy who doesn't have children, and he goes to a Groyser Rebbe to get a bracha for children. Famous story. He goes to a Groyser Rebbe, and the Rebbe sees whatever he sees, Al Pi Bracha Kodesh, he doesn't give him a bracha. He refuses to give him a bracha. Purim, he puts on a costume, an incredible costume, totally dressed up, and he goes to the Rebbe, and he puts on a ganze spiel, and he says, Rebbe, give a bracha for children, this, and he makes a ganze spiel, and he gets the Rebbe to say, I give you a bracha, you should have children, and then he takes off the costume in front of the Rebbe, and the Rebbe almost faints. You're the person that I didn't want to give a bracha to. You're the person that came to me to ask a bracha for children. I didn't give you a bracha because I saw Pi Ruach HaKodesh. And now on Purim, you put on a costume and you disguise yourself and you made a spiel, a whole spiel, and the Rebbe ended up saying, he gave you a bracha for children. So the Rebbe realized that it was Yotz from his mouth. That the Shemayim, they wanted him to give a bracha. And Purim was able to disguise himself in such a way that he got a bracha. And it works. Once the person gives the bracha, the Rebbe gives the bracha, so the person have a child. Even though the Rebbe all these calculations why you should not give a child. Hataras Nedarim Rebbe Rosh Hashanah is the Zelba Zach. You go to the Dayanim who are the representatives of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Bezi Shel Mala, and say, please forgive us. Forgive us for our terrible sins. We've done the worst of the worst. Murder, Avodah Zarah, Gil Reish, V'chastam, Sinas Chinam, plus a lot of other things which are so terrible we can't even say here what we've done. That's just tip of the iceberg. Please forgive us. Are you crazy? You're gonna forgive you out of your mind? You Russia scoundrel? You're like the little rascals. You're not getting any forgiveness over here. Get out of here. Get lost. So what do? You go to the representatives of the Ribbono Shel Olam. You say, you know, I made a neder, the Shas Mincha. It wasn't as he was Shimshon, it was some type of, like, you know, funny Zach I did. Could you please forgive us for this Narishkeit? Hakol Mechulim Loch, Kol Shurim Loch, Kol Mutam Loch, In Kan Loi Neder, Loi Oror, Loi Shamta. What did we just say? We just said Yemoch Loch, Shurim Loch, there's no curse, there's no Shah. It's a trick. The whole thing is a trick. To get the representatives of the Ben Shalmaila to say we forgive you. If we would ask them directly to forgive us for all of our averus, they would say, no way, where's the tshuva? What's going on? But it's like a Purim spiel. You go and you ask them, Ma'atolas Nedarim for a Narishkeit, and they say those words. And once they say, it's like Al Tiftach Pel Lesatan, it's in the opposite oifen. It's being Tiftach Pel Letzadik. to be machalach. Now, if that's the pshat, you need three, because you need a real bezin. The din of a yochid mumcha is only when you're being mad to real nedarim. When you come to the bezin to get malchus arboim, so therefore, if you want to go the oifan, if you go to the erev Roshana, al der halacha like a briska, you shakel, then you only need one dayin mumcha. If you want to be a kaltel litvak and go there, then you only need one dayin. But if you want to go as a chosid, as a haimisha, then you need three dayanim, because what you're really trying to do is to get the bezin shalmaila to be moichli for alts.
Very good. I recall hearing something like that, yeah. But it makes sense, right?
Kevaita, HaToras Nedarim. HaToras Nedarim, Tanakam, Kol, Nidre Kroivav. All Nidarim you can be mat, even the Nidarim of your relatives, Chus Nidre Atzmai, V'Nidre Tainis, Lefnei Mincha. Chutz v'nizir shimshayim.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Some nuschais avafilu nizir shimshayim. I always say avafilu nizir shimshayim. I say, you don't know who I am.
All right.
Weiter. Lo yachal. Chutz minidrei atzma v'shnema lo yachal v'shnema lo yachal devora. Aval achere michin lo. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, af lo yater es nidrei ishtoi, do not be mater nidrei ishtoi, she beino le bein achedim, she tzrichin chakides chocham. Okay, because now it's no longer in your jurisdiction. V'achoshem shema yakel ishtoi, because maybe you'll become more lenient to your wife, if you know it's good for you. Aval mitzdarif l'shloisha hediyotos lahatir. You can join to be part of three hediyotos to be matir. Okay, I'm not going to say the Jewish that I have on this for now, leave for another time. You want to see who's the Bukhar? Kol Bukhares behema tohira adam raya im yeshbachem mum kavua. Hamatidim bachila. Chutz mi Bukhares atzmoi. She'ena yochala hayatim kedain yochid mumche. Aval mitzdarif l'shloisha. It's still to me a mind-boggling chiddush is that a person that is in the Gius can be mitzdarif l'shloisha. If I would not know this Mishnah, I would have bet my life on halacha that a person that's nogea bedavar can never be mitzdarif with two other people. In the same way, you nogea bedavar la'atzmoy, you cannot be the a loner and be a yachid mumcha for yourself, for your wife. That automatically disqualifies you being alone. That would automatically disqualify you from being mitzdarif l'shloisha hediyotos. That's what I would assume. I don't see it any other way. And along comes this Rav, and he says something to me. I'm telling you, I, in my extreme guy, the thought I knew it all, and this I never saw coming. It's like a shirach. Never saw this coming over here. That you can be mitzdarif to three people, a bezdin shel hediyotos. You can be mitzdarif, and the hediyotos are going to overpower you. You're not going to be leaning in the direction.
You're going to be objective.
Tell it to me. Tremendous chiddush to me. Okay, now we go to the next mishnah. The next mishnah. I call matamin b'negoyim chutz min anochrim beger toishav. Rav, what steht on the Rav? The Rav, afilu katan, I call it even katan, afilu the mouth is him, ishut tzaruah kasev kol mashmulon adam, ki yeh ba'or b'sor kasev. Even a katan, even a minor. Someone...
Hold on a second. I'm not finished learning yet. You can continue rollerblading for another 15 minutes or so. I still won't be finished, but then you can come back to where I am. You can rest, and you can go by the kayak for, let's say, 3 o'clock or a quarter to 3 or something like that.
Don't let you do it. You have to buy it right when you go.
Fine, so then I'll buy it right before we go. Okay.
Okay.
Bye. Okay. I'll let you know. Probably more like 2:45. Okay, bye. Whatever, so you can come back to Abraham Lincoln and we can eat and then we can go rest. Copy. Go ahead.
Okay, what we hear is that I call me Tatum, I feel calling the trial, the man's in each Kshiv, Kshiv, Kamashal, and Adam. Okay, but sorry, Kshiv. Even a child can become a have a nega. If he's old enough to take the vaccine, he's old enough to get a nega. That's the Yisrael. He doesn't need parental consent. Weiter. Chutz b'nar noch megeret toishav. A ger toishav, even a ger toishav cannot be metame with a nega. You have to be from unzene menschen. Unzene menschen to be metame with a nega. You cannot be a Gentile, but if you're a yid, even a yid, that's a katan. Right? I call shem liris and nagoyim ve'afal ve'af. Right in the Mishnah, I call shem liris and nagoyim ve'elo shatum ve'atay bidei kod. Ah, that's what you said. This is what you said. You said over here is the emes says who's this a coin? The only time you need a coin, the coin is one that says he says the word tummy vitar. They take him along, and they stand him up there, and the people, the Israeli, they make the decisions and they tell him what to say. It's like the President of the United States. Yeah, people over here that they do whatever and they tell him what to say, but the ones who make the decisions are the Israeli. I call Kishem Liras and the Goyim Elo Shatum of Atahara Bidei Koin. Let's see the Rav. I call Shem Lewis as a Nogayim. Af al gav pi she'ein ev baki b'chem uv'shem o'seihen. Even though he doesn't know what they are in their names, like the president doesn't know the name of his own people on the team. He forgets the name of the soon they don't even know who the vice president is. Even though if af al pi she'ein ev baki b'chem uv'shem o'seihen, im chacham imoy v'roya avol beinoy lebein atzmoy. Let's go weiter. What does that mean over here? I call kishem liris sanagoyim ela shatum v'atar bidei koyin. Oymloi zaitim emar tamei. Zog tamei. Zog. The president should say that the vaccine works. V'oymer tamei. And he says tamei. Emar tar. V'oymer tar. Ein roim shneina. What does the Rav say? Rav avol beinoy lebein atzmai. What does it mean over here? But let's say the Chacham, let's say the Kohen is all alone and the Chacham is Nama Oretz. It's going to Kohen Nama Oretz. Not supposed to marry Kohen Nama Oretz.
This is more relevant to Bayit Sheni stuff.
You're not supposed to marry. Who's the married to marry? To marry. So fine. He should not be roy altogether. Okay, fine. Shatim atabi de koi vashachachim is roy as an agoim. The oimel koin alpha piece who shoite. Woo! Look at that. Calling the koin a shoite. Wow, that's like a racist statement to say.
What do you mean? It sounds like modern day.
Abishu shaita oimer tame emar tar ois dalit lav dafka shaita the tzach she pikech tzas dim sovroi lev sovar. I guess we don't have that today anymore. if you could explain, they would understand. These people, even if you'd explain to them, they wouldn't understand. That's the problem we have today. At least you have to be on a madrega where you could, at least it's possible. That it's relative. The theory of relativity. This is the Barvusta Yisrael from the Einstein. the theory of relativity is that even though Taka, you are maybe a Chacham in your own eyes, but Legabe, the real deal, you're a Shaita. Everything is relative. Who says that? Verdos hat the Meya hat the Deya. Kesef. Weiter. I should have a comedy strip for the Mishnais. Don't you think I would do well? I wouldn't be as good as Shirley Bornstein, but Weiter. Weiter. Like Daf Yomi, so they praising like Meshabech to Shemaim Sully Bornstein. So there's a guy there who comes once in a while. He doesn't even know. So he tells him, go listen to him. So he comes back the next day. Oh, and he's darshing and singing his praise. And they're both, I'm sitting there, wow, look at these guys. Look at you guys. You just, I said, what are you doing here? Go listen to him now. What are you wasting my time if this is who you idolize and you worship?
Maybe they're just chazering with him.
So they say, they tell me there's a chazering. I said, what do you need me for? What is this? I'm not a charity case. Go listen. He has a pemapik Margolius. He's Mazdeh like no one else. So I said, Gewaldik. So let's all go listen to him. What do we need to waste our time over here with this? Let's all go. Let's go join the herd. Then Weiter in the Mishnah. Yeah. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah over here. Fine. So therefore, I'm like, ein roin shnei negoim nu halach. Ein roin shnei negoim keach. You know, you're two negoim keachat. Bein b'ish echad, bein b'shtei anor, bein b'shnei anoshim. Ela roi eso echad, umaskiro, you lock him up, umachlitoi, and you declaim mukhlet, upoitroi, v'choy zelishin. Woo! What's going on over here? What does that mean? I never heard this halacha. Let's see over here the Rav. Bein ish echad bein shnei anashim shenoldu b'shnei negoyim b'ish echad oy b'shnei anashim ein akoin roye oy son b'vas achas she'ein akoin yochel liroy yofe shnei negoyim k'echad umas giroy ibar hesker hu k'goyin al yidei arba maros umachlitoy im roy l'achlit k'goyin al yidei shir lovanoy mechia upoitroy im hu l'mato me'arba l'maros ve'echoy zel sheni mi'achas shenoldu sheni Me'acha shenoyla nasheni koydim shehiskir es harishoin. V'choizer lasheni. Then you go to number two. Me'acha shenoyla nasheni koydim before shehiskir es harishoin. Or shechlitoi.
Meaning that he didn't paskin on the first one. He didn't paskin or he was definitive on the first one.
No, he says after he finishes doing everything, you have only one nega. Can you imagine a doctor? You have a patient. A patient comes to you, so he has a problem. That's it. You're not allowed to deal with any other patient, even the patient himself with any other issue, until either he gets cured or he's dead. Can you imagine such a thing? You're a professional doctor. Okay, I have a patient. Oh, my one patient. Okay, let's wait and see what I hear. I'm giving you the medicine. Come back in 2 weeks. Come back in a week, 2 weeks. And I'm not going to take another patient. I'm not going to even look at your other issues in your life until we settle this. Either you'll die, you'll be dead, or you'll be cured. And then we'll go look at the next problem that you have. Or we'll go to the next patient. I'm assuming that's what it means over here. It can't be that the whole Klal Yisrael only need one mitzvah at a time. I guess it means one kohen. One kohen per patient. Isn't that what it says? This is a shocking thing. Never in my life could imagine there could be such thing possible like this.
That's the next one online.
It's waiting. There's a line. There's a waiting line. There's an assembly line. Don't get out of place. One person at a time over here. And he came first. He got this nega before he even locked him up. He already had this nega. Fine. Ein maskid, next halacha. Ein maskidim es hamuskar. You don't lock up the muskar. V'loi machlidin es hamuklad. Ein maskidin es hamuklad. No, nachamot. Ein maskidin es hamuskar. What does that mean? Let's see, Raf. Ein maskidin es hamuskar. V'chein nami. Ein machlidin es hamuskar. D'im hiskira b'nega echad. V'yachar kach, and lo nega acher, shver lahaskiyoy oy lachlitoy, einis kokin loy. Ah, v'chi mitasei min arishon, only when he's healed from the first nega, ein ala nega sheni leteras muska, v'leteras mukhlet, actually zakeg loy, until he sees it. So while he's in...
I think we said something like that in the first part, that we kind of view it that it's part of the first nega.
No, a different part of the body. No, that's all. That's only in situations where it was connected. There was some type of a hefsek between them. There was some type of there was some type of part on the skin that was related to the issue. Here we're going in a case where it's completely separate, completely different nega. So he has one nega, and he's already in hesker. He's already locked up. Oh, now I see I see that the time is coming where we're gonna open up lockdown. No, so we'll find a new problem in order to make sure you stay in lockdown. The police do this all the time. They have a guy in custody. They don't want him to leave. So they'll find a reason. They'll find another reason to keep him. They'll drum up charges, order to keep the guy there for some other nonsense. Right? They'll always find something. They'll find something. No, you're not allowed to do that. This is called an abuse of power. Torah is very generous, but very makbid on an abuse of power. Why? Next, Aval Bitchila Besef Shavua with Maskim and the Vitan Mishnah. Vloy Machlines and Muchlet. Ein Maskines and Muchlet. Fine. Loy Vloy Machlines and Muskar. Aval Bitchila Besef Shavua. Hamaskir Maskir. Va Machlet Machlet. Maskir. Maskir. Poite Machlet. Poite. Let's see the Rav. What does that mean over here? Aval Bot. Bitchila Besef Shavua. Maskir Maskir. In betchilas hashavua noilar hasheni, the second simon koidem shehiskir es harishoyin maskir al harishoyin umaskir al hasheni v'chein besoif shavua harishoyin im omar harishoyin be'enav maskiroi v'choizer umaskir al hasheni machlid umachlid machlid al harishoyin v'choizer machlid al hasheni. Maskir poiter, maskir ala rishon, y maskir ala rishon, u poiter ala sheni, machlir poiter, machlir ala rishon, poiter ala sheni, who had been maskir, machlir, maskir, poiter, maskir.
It has to be done sequentially. What he's saying is that it has to be done sequentially.
Let's see over here the chart. The chart over here will help us a little bit in this case.
I hope so.
Let's see chart, let's do backwards. Let's see chart number 15 first, because that's the hard part of the mission. No, chart number 15.
This is funny because a regular doctor today, if he saw something on the skin, he would say, you know what, let me see the other hand to compare. So let me see something to compare. But over here, you know, you're not allowed to compare.
Right. Going to ear doctor. We always look at both ears. This right. Is the ear that's bothering me. What are you looking in that ear for? Comparison. You want to compare. Really, you want to compare. You want to compare. Compare it to your own ear. What do you have to compare it to my other ear? Compare it to your ear. Fine. Ein hakoyin roye shnei. I asked the doctor, what are you doing? I have a problem with my tongue. What do you compare it to then? What about my heart? Where are you going to compare it to? Vita. Only when it comes to the ear, you have to go, oh, let me look at the other ear first. Really? You want to compare it to the other ear. Okay. And the heart and the tongue. What are you going to compare them to? Vita. Ein akoyin roye shnei negoyim b'yachem b'mnei sh'eino yochel lirosim yofe. Because you can't see them yofe. Because you're not able. So he's saying a different vart. He's saying it's distracting, I think he's saying. I think he's saying my vart. He's saying is that it's not a pure ear. You know, you have to be able to, like some people, they do that all the time. They have nothing to offer. So what do? They just steal. Like people who compose music. Most musicians today, how do they make music? Someone told this talking to me. Most musicians, what do? They just sit, listen the whole day to other people's music. Goyish music and Jewish music, they listen. And by listening, comparing, you're able to, it's a crutch, it's a stepping stool to compose your own music. Or maybe to plagiarize in a subtle way where you can get away with it. But then there are people that are the real deal. The real composers. they don't listen to anything. They don't contaminate their mind with other people's garbage. They are original and they just compose pure. Everything like that. People who write books, people who are, people who have ideas. What? No, I don't know. No, it depends on the person. So it's when you're original, part of the koyach of being original is you don't need to listen or to observe the competition. You don't need to see what they're doing to get ideas. If you really have choymer, you can do it yourself. So I think that's what we're saying over here is that we don't want you to go look at the other to go start looking at comparing this and this. You go look at one nega v'zehu. Don't start comparing. Here's the case. You have a guy who's a muskar or mukhlat. Now while they're muskar, all of a sudden, now they get a nayazach. Therefore, that's not part of the equation. You ignore it. Okay. Now let's say
even if it's muchlad, which means even if he's muchlad, you would go in after 1 week.
Don't say that. Al v'shol mishachron roimus nega hasheni b'soif shavua hahesker. All right, fine. So it's of the second week of the hesker. Is that what it says? No, I don't know. It says only when he's a muchlad, when he's a muskar. When he's a muskar, he's waiting 1 week. So during that waiting period, you can go look at the end of the way. You can go look at the next nega. I listen.
You couldn't say then you would end up giving another 2 weeks and it would be up to 3 weeks for your stuff. You saw this, no?
No, I don't remember. That would. I don't know. Let's see the next line. Shnei negoim shnoldu yachad. Im bitchila noldu badam shnei negoim biyachad. When you come to the doctor, I have right here too.
My right foot, I have a rash on my left foot.
And the previous case was you only had one rash. And then after the doctor Paskin, the Kohen Paskin, you're gonna be a muskar. Then it was noilad on the waiting room while you're paying the credit card bill, in the waiting room. Then it's noilad and nayarash. Okay, call the doctor. I want to show him another problem that I have. Too late. Once already it was Paskin muskar. We don't look at new negoim. But if when you came into the doctor's office and he says, "What's the problem? Tell me all of your problems. Everything. I want to know it all. I have two rashes." So then, once you look at one rash, you only look at one rash, but the second rash we're going to look at also, but not now, not today. Immediately look at the next nega. As a nega hasheni, upoiskim as dinai. V'yim shneim behesker, choyza koin v'roi yes hasheneim b'soif hashvua poisik as dinam. So if right away, when you come to the Kohen for the very, very first time, you say, "Kohen, I have two problems." He looks number one in Paskins. He looks number two in Paskins. And if you can have to, you're going to be muskar for two different reasons. So now when he comes to go look, even though you may get off the hook for one, you may still have to remain in hesker for the second one. Simultaneously, the Kohen is going to deal with both issues at the same time. But if it's going to be bezach, as after he passes the first one, then we totally give you a pass. So let's chaz the words of the Mishnah to get clarity in that part of the Mishnah at least. Hakol metamim b'negoyim chutz b'nei menachem v'ger toshav. Fine, that's easy. Hakol k'shem lus zanegom elo sh'atuma v'hatar b'dei koin. B'neila, you can have a shaita, the Rav says. And you can say to him, say this, say that. Oim lo yitel olim emar tamay. V'hu emar tamay. Emar tar. V'hu emar tar. Next. Ein roim sh'nei negoyim ki echad. Bein b'ish b'echad, bein b'shnei anoshim. Elo royes v'echad maskiroi machlitoi poitroi. V'choyzer l'sheni. Don't look in two in one shot. Only look at one at a time. Now, I think now we have some clarity. This part of the Mishnah is going when? Is going really the end of the Mishnah where the fellow comes in and he says to the Kohen, "Kohen, I have two negoim. I have a neg on the right, neg on the left. So the Kohen says, okay, we'll look at both, but one at a time. You look at the one on the right, you paskin the halacha, and then you look one on the left. Don't delay the psak halacha for the one on the left until you first paskin on the right. So you have two negoyim. Yeah, what's the problem? Two negoyim. Okay, let me see. And he looks at the first one, not like what doctors do today. What else he got? And then they go out, they go back and forth to the outside, they come back and forth, they consult, they go on Google to see what Google says. And then they come back and they pass them everything all together. Everything else all together. That's not the way you're supposed to do it. You got two problems? Okay, we're going to deal with both problems, but one at a time. Let me just see the one on the right. That's it. The one on the right, paskin. Okay, we're done with that. That means you're going to have to be muskar or mukhlat. Okay, you realize the consequences. Fine. Now, let's deal with the second one. And you may be your lucky day today. Once already you're mukhlat, so this one, you'll also be mukhlat. It'll be two for one. You'll be mukhlat. You'll be mukhlat. Instead of having to be mukhlat two different times, you'll be mukhlat only one hotel stay. Okay, insurance pays for that also. I'm starting a new business. Mukhlat insurance. Mukhlat insurance. I'm going to write the advertisement in the FJJ. Big Dev Mashiach is around the corner. And it's inevitable that many people in this community are going to be nichshel, have been nichshel in Lashon Hara. You're all going to be getting tzaras. And you're all going to have to be bothered yeshiv nichus l'machaneh mashava in quarantine isolation. It's going to cost a lot of money. So just in case you will be declared mukhlat, so you pay me now a nominal fee, and that'll be insurance. You won't have to pay for the hotel, and I'll have your hotel bill covered when the coin declares you mukhlat. Mukhlat. Read the fine print though. Only mukhlat for 2 weeks, not more than 2 weeks. I'll make a killing, because I'll get a lot of people to realize what it costs to be mukhlat, and then I don't have to worry about Mashiach not coming in my lifetime. I'm going to put in the FJJ this week. Mukhlat insurance. Just in case Mashiach comes and you get negoyim and you have to go to a hotel, we got you covered. We accept credit cards, checks, and bitcoins as well. Just send the money here for a nominal fee of $499 per one person and family. Sign your name, and while you're there, you'll be able to eat your trumas and maestras and the leftovers from that strip of land that you bought in the newspaper to Mekayim, Truma, and Meiser. So it's the leftover part you will send you. It's a very good business, yeah? Mukhlat insurance.
Plus, you'll have available internet so you can keep up on the current Lashon Hara and Matilas.
No, I don't want to pay for the quarantine, so I'll have to know, and I want to get out of there already. So I don't have to pay the bills. I'll put it in for an extra bonus of another $1,000. We'll throw in Muskar insurance. Muskar is a maximum of 2 weeks. Muskar is easy. Mukhlat's the hard one. It's the hard insurance because they can be there, stuck there forever. We'll have to get it underwritten by the FDIC. It's a good economic policy. It's a very good idea. No, it's a very good business model. It's in the newspaper. And the FJJ is perfect. The flappish, the fall for this stuff. People there. Such a bunch of... Okay, so either he's going to be masker, and so it means immediately. I made a mistake when I learned the mission the first time. I didn't understand what I was saying. I thought it means you can't go look at another patient. No, it means immediately. You see the mega. Either nothing, garnished. It's nothing, it's garnished. Or that's it. It has all the simonim ufakim. You hit the jackpot. You must have done such a grosa avera. You toast. Or you're muskar. You're nishlehin. You're wishy-washy guy. You say Lashonara, I didn't say Lashonara, lock you up for 2 weeks. Okay, so therefore, after we do that, then we look at the, let's see now the left foot. Let's see what Averi did with the left foot. Then you go to the second. Now, let's say, now we review the basic rules. In other words, let's say you only come to the Kohen with one nega, and now you call up the Kohen at 3:26 in the morning from the Muskar Center, and you see on the telephone the Kohen sees the caller ID, Muskar Center. So you know that you sent this guy to Hesker, and now he's calling you 3:29 in the morning. Kohen, I got another nega. Come down to the Muskar Center. There's a new nega that broke out on my other foot. So you tell him, Sonny boy, we don't do things like that. Once you're already there in the center, I don't come to the center to check out new negoim. V'loy, if you didn't present me both negoim and bevasachas in the beginning, too late. So ain. Maskidim esam muskar, v'loy machlitin esam muchlat. I don't go look at another one for the ain maskidim esam muchlat. Likewise, if you're in the muchlat center, I'm not going to go come and go look at a new negative name, you muskar. V'loy machlitin esam muskar. Aval, but let's say you present lichatchila. You go to, but let's say when you come to the coin for the very first time.
Both reasons at the same time.
Then the coin has to be more accommodating. Aval betchila. If, but for the very first time, then besayv av betchila, or whatever. How do you tie these words? Avol betchila, kama besayv shavua, hamaskir maskir, vamachlid machlid, umaskir umaskir upoiter, machlid upoiter. Let's review those words in the Rav.
Avol betchila. Meaning that you can pass it on both simultaneously during the course of the hesker, during the course of the hachlok.
Okay, so how do you read the words? Avol betchila. And besoiv shavua betchila, and besoiv shavua maskir maskir. In betchilas hashavua noel l'shneak hasheni koydim shehiskir sarishon. Maskir al harishon, maskir al hasheni. Uvechem besoiv shavua harishon im amar harishon beinav maskiroy vechayzer maskir al hasheni. Machlur 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 al harishon vechayzer machlur al hasheni. Maskir poiter maskir al harishon poiter al hasheni. Machlur poiter machlur al harishon poiter al hasheni. Vua de nipcha. Masker machlid, or machlid or masker, poiter or masker, poiter machlid or machlid. So if we have all the various combinations, so provided that in one shot, avol betchila. So how do you read the words though? Avol betchila in betchilas hashavua noilad hasheni koydem shehizkir sarishoin. So what does it mean besoiv shavua? V'chein besoiv shavua rishoin. V'chein. Maskala rishon, maskala sheni, v'chein besoiv shavua rishon. At the end of the first week, im aman harishon made of maskala v'chein maskala sheni. Oh, so therefore they go together. That aval betchila, but let's say you saw the negoim for the very first time. Two were presented in the beginning, so then you have to look at both of them, and you have to look at both of them again at the second week besoiv shavua. At the end of the first week, since you saw them both in the beginning, you are obligated to go look at them both again at the end of the first week. And you'll have to do whatever you have to do. You're either going to be Hamaskir Maskir, Vamachlit Machlit, Maskir Upoiter, Machlit Upoiter. Rav again, Mask Machlit, Maskir V'chozer Maskir Lasheni, Machlit Machlit, Machlit Alarishon, V'chozer Machlit Lasheni, Maskir Upoiter, Maskir Alarishon, Upoiter Lasheni.
What's the significance is if you have a split decision, right? As long as you're maskier.
As
right?
Long as one of you can have if one of them is a machlit, yeah, they have no choice. They have to go to Hachlota. You have to go to the machlit center.
Yeah, but if you're a poiter on one and you're either machlit or maskier on the other, then you're not getting out of this.
Right, you're not, exactly. But at least one of them is gone, so at least that one you don't have to worry about anymore.
I think practically right now, so there's an afternoon when the Kohen comes the next time, he's not required to look at that one.
Right, he did already, done.
There's no carbon that's necessary for that one, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I got to go now, okay? It's like, I got to go now, okay? Okay, thank you very, very much. So we'll do the Ikum Farshim next week. Okay. A groy sayasha koyach.
Where are you going for Shabbos Nachamu? You're gonna stay in the city from the Nitirikatha.
I'm not going nowhere.
Good.
All right. I gotta hide out.
Right. So what are you gonna tell them tomorrow? You're gonna talk about Kriya Shema, you're gonna talk about the Decalogue and Deuteronomy? You're gonna tell them
I have no idea. No idea. I gotta. Mumbo jumbo. Nachamu, nachamu, ami yoimar
Elokeichem. Right. The word with that one is that even Amidas Adin is giving the nacham. Yoimar Elokeichem. It's not Shem Havaya. It's even Amidas Adin is giving the nacham.
The very famous Avudraham. I said already to him, I'm not going to say it again. It's a conversation.
From Zayin Dinacham. So if you look at the first Masorah article, the first Masorah journal published by the OU, they say the Rav wanted to derive three halachic things from that, right? You know that shtickle?
No.
No. Number one, if you can send it to do the nechama. You don't have to do it yourself. Number two, you can see that the although is a lot of refuse the nechama. And what was number three? You can do it through Kriya. Devil can refuse. And what was the other one? I don't remember. I'm gonna look it up
on time.
I'll call you.
I want to try to say to make a conversation. There are nine tzions. Tzion, tzion, tzion. Halo, Shali. Boys and girls, let's all hold hands now and dance. So I wanted to say that all the first expressions of the tzions of all the nine kinois, it's a conversation. Take all the nine tzions and make out of it a conversation, just like the Avud Raham took the first words of each Haftorah of the Zayin Dinechemta and made a conversation. Let's take the beginning of each tzion and make a conversation out of it.
I'm sure that with the kinnis of the Kalir you can come up with something like that. Until number 20, right? Those are all the
No, sure until 36. Lamed, there are 45 kinois, 21 of the 45 written by the Kalir. But no, they're interdispersed. The last nine are not from the Kalir, that's Pashut. The last ten are not from the Kalir. That's Lamed, that starts from Lamed Vav. That starts with Lamed Vav. 36 is the poet. The most beautiful. I was very careful not to say that. To say, "Oh, Rabbi Yehuda Hakali, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi's is exquisite command." Baloney. What are you talking about?
That's what he's saying anyway. Well, one of these scenes I forgot. One is mamash a real tongue twister. There's so much alliteration between the samos and the tzaddiks and the shins.
I never read them. I don't know what they're talking. I can't ever figure them out. It's not over my head. These things. I just do the one that I know. I prepare the tzion halos shali. Then you try to do a shali. That's I like that one. That's very beautiful. Shali, Rabbi Mirenberg. Tremendous. That's a real wow.
Koyach. I try to find that tshuva. Do you ever see the tshuva inside? Someone asked. I saw the ma'amakum in outside, but I went to look at it inside. I cannot find it. Someone asked him about if he shechted his child.
Rabbi Halevi?
No. The
Maran Lindbergh. He lived a little later. He lived during the time of the second or third crusade.
He was living in the 1240s.
Right, he was much later. So they said it was mutter. Those are different times. We don't understand what it was like. I don't even like talking about this because. We don't understand what this is all about. This is a different world. so far removed from this world. It's so not realistic to us, this whole thing. Even in the Holocaust, a lot of sad stories. People gave away their children. I think a scholar said this the night of Tisha B'Av. He said, I don't know if it was, maybe it was someone else, I don't remember, that someone gave away their child and they came back. This is the real tzara. You talk about the Ben Ubas. They said Ben Ubas. You know what's even a bigger tzara? Even bigger than the Ben Ubas? Is a guy got a Holocaust, he runs away, he gives away the baby to the Goyishan neighbor, and he makes the Goyishan promise they're going to take care of him, and he'll give him back. So the Goyishan neighbor promises, he takes him, he comes back, let's say 6 years later, whatever, 5 years later, tracks him down, and he comes, he sees his child, and he says, Yankala, and the kid runs to the Goyishan mother.
Yeah.
Hides, grabs her legs, hides behind her. The kid refuses to go back to the parents.
I never heard that story.
These are her, this kid, it's a little kid, these are my parents. What are you talking about? What do you mean you're my parents? You're not my parents. These are my parents.
Right. I mean, that's enough. I mean, right. I mean, that's right. I mean, that's.